This is part two of the two-part series that will explain some unhelpful thinking styles. Experiencing sadness, anger, fear, anxiety, and stress are all normal. These emotions guide us because they let us know when our boundaries are violated or when we have experienced something difficult. Feelings like anger and sadness can work a little bit like the pain you feel if you twist your ankle. The pain tells you to give your ankle a rest. When it comes to your ankle, normally you would rest and your ankle will recover. However, sometimes when we experience the emotional equivalent of a twisted ankle, it can be a little more complex. We may not recognize the cause of the pain or understand what we need to heal the pain. So, just as our ankle would continue to hurt if we didn't rest it, our emotional injuries can linger, grow stronger, to the point they become unhelpful when we do not take steps to heal. When these feelings linger and become so strong that they stop us from enjoying life, they can develop into depression and anxiety. Our thoughts can help to sustain these feelings, and, in fact, can trigger big waves of sadness and panic. Often, there is a pattern to such thoughts, and we call them unhelpful thinking styles. These unhelpful styles of thinking often become automatic and happen before we become aware or have a chance to stop them. So you can end up bombarded with unhelpful thoughts all day, every day. This can cause a great deal of emotional distress. In this second part, you will hear about five unhelpful thinking styles. As you hear each one, listen out for thinking patterns and styles that you might consistently use. Number one, catastrophizing. Catastrophizing occurs when we view the situation as terrible, awful, dreadful, and horrible. We jump to the worst case scenario. And when we jump to the worst case scenario, we decide that this is the most likely outcome and it can stop us from doing things we enjoy. This thinking style can seem like sensible planning against risk, but the difference is that we decide with certainty that the risk is huge and unavoidable when we catastrophize. Number two. Black and white thinking. This thinking style involves seeing everything in extremes. Things are either good or bad, right or wrong, with no in between or shades of grey. With this thinking style, we have a very fixed opinion and feel threatened if someone expresses a different view that challenges what we think is right. Number three. Labelling. We label ourselves and others when we make harsh, global statements based on specific behaviour, like if we think of ourselves as a loser because we failed one test. We then think this label is a permanent fact, even though there is lots of evidence to show the label is not true. Labelling is linked to black and white thinking and overgeneralising, and can make us feel angry at ourselves and others and sustain our distrust of other people. Number four. Emotional reasoning. This thinking style involves basing your view of situations or yourself on the way you are feeling. With emotional reasoning, we cannot separate temporary emotions from facts, and we believe that feelings are facts. This reasoning can become a problem when we rely on it and consider our feelings as the one and only way to judge situations. Number five. Magnification and minimization. When we magnify and minimize, we focus in on the positive attributes of other people. Whilst we notice and focus on the good things about other people, we discredit and ignore the good things about us. At the same time, we tend to excuse the negative things that we notice in others, yet cannot help but put our own negative traits under a microscope and focus on them so much that they might be the only thing we see. So we can easily give a compliment or forgive someone else, but we cannot see what is good about ourselves or be compassionate when we make a mistake. Well done for listening. Did any of these thinking styles feel familiar? Noticing unhelpful thinking styles is a positive step towards feeling better. Remember that these thinking styles are not bad or wrong. Listen out for more recordings to find out how to improve your mental health. This resource was produced by Wakefield Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services Primary Intervention Team.